Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Remember when John Gosselin was hanging out on yachts in Saint-Tropez, sipping champagne with his good buddy Christian Audigier? Yeah, that was so long ago. The National Enquirer is now reporting that John is waiting tables at Emily's Pub in Beckersville, Pennsylvania, struggling to pay rent on his cabin.
Number four.
Jamie Foxx has a foundation promoting children's causes around the world, and his foundation organized a rally at University High School in Newark, New Jersey to promote attendance. Jamie was scheduled to be a surprise guest, so the mayor shows up, the school board. They pulled in 750 students out of class for the event, and they're waiting and waiting, and Jamie was a no-show. They blamed it on a scheduling conflict.
Number three.
One blurb on an obscure website, and suddenly rumors were flying everywhere that Bravo's Andy Cohen and former NHL hockey player Sean Avery are engaged. And with neither Andy nor Sean denying it, Radar Online asked Andy's dad. Mr. Cohen said his son is not engaged. Well, Radar Online asked, are they dating? And dad said, well, that's not necessarily true either. Andy's not dating anyone to my knowledge. Way to clear up that rumor, Dad.
Number two.
TMZ has the exclusive video of Nicole Kidman getting knocked on her butt in New York City. Nicole heading into a hotel when a photographer on a bicycle came whizzing by, tried to stop, but ended up knocking Nicole to the sidewalk. She was shaken, but okay. The police issued him some citations for riding on the sidewalk, but did not arrest him because it was just an accident.
Number one.
Us Weekly reporting that Khloe Kardashian is doing everything she can to stop Lamar Odom from spiraling out of control, so she's cut off their joint credit cards, hoping he won't have cash to buy drugs. But sources say now Lamar is pawning jewelry to pay for them. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.